As we walked through the rubble of our childhood home, a great sorrow weighed heavily upon our hearts. This place that we had loved so very, very much was almost gone. In only a few more days, there would be nothing left but a memory. The place that kept our family warm and happy for over 62 years had succumbed to complete demolition to make way for urban renewal. Even though we had ample time to prepare to relocate, now, 46 years later, there isn't a day that goes by that we don't yearn to walk through our home just one more time. Fortunately, when our family closed the front door for the very last time, we at least had the opportunity to gather up all of our worldly belongings, you know, right down to the last baby picture. Even considering what happened to our family home, we are completely unable to comprehend the deep pain and suffering experienced by those who suffered the complete and unexpected loss of their homes during the campfire in Paradise, California. Thousands of devastated families, homes gone, cars gone, clothing gone, family albums gone, family heirlooms gone, schools gone, churches gone, entire neighborhoods gone, the downtown gone, an entire community gone. Only ashes and memories remain. There are some who will charge forward in an attempt to rebuild as soon as possible. Others will leave for good, and still others will be left to fight trauma, depression, and indecision. Will Paradise recover? We at On the House have been consumer advocates nationally for over 30 years, and during that time, we've done our best to inform and assist our viewers, listeners, and readers throughout the country. We assisted with the recovery efforts in New Orleans in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, in San Francisco after the Loma Prieta earthquake, in the Oakland Hills after the Great Firestorm, and more recently, in Santa Rosa after the devastating North Bay fires. Now we want to do everything we can to help with your effort to recover from the campfire. We've set up a section of our website dedicated to all campfire survivors. We will be posting important contact information for those agencies and organizations that can be turned to for assistance, such as FEMA, the Red Cross, and many more. We have set up a section of our website dedicated to all campfire survivors. We will be posting important contact information for those agencies and organizations that can be turned to for assistance, such as FEMA, the Red Cross, and many, many more. We will do our very best to provide you with advice from the best of the best in hopes of lightening your load and to help soften the blow of the campfire's devastation. We realize that insurance agents, attorneys, and contractors, some with noble intentions and others not so much, are probably bombarding you with proposals. We suggest that you take time to recover emotionally before you attempt to begin the complicated task of rebuilding or even relocating. In our experience, as time wears on, your mind will clear, your heart will become to beat normally, and your chance for a full recovery will be much, much greater. Also, as time passes, many new opportunities will unfold that may help you to mend more completely. In the days and weeks to come, we will call upon your neighbors to share their experiences on our air. We will also provide interviews with and commentaries by your community leaders and public agencies such as the California Contractor State License Board, the California Insurance Commission, and the California Department of Affairs, and so many more. We will use our experience and resources to provide information that will help you maximize your insurance settlement, facilitate your work with city planning and building officials, how to evaluate cost estimates, and the steps to choosing a reliable and reputable builder. In the meantime, for more information, please visit our website at onthehouse.com. We're here for you.